James Blunt, Stay the Night. David Tennant, my guest. I'm Graham Norton, and I've talked you round. You like it?
I feel bad for slagging off James Blunt. It was a knee-jerk reaction. I just went. I just did what everyone else does. And you're right. He's a lovely songwriter.
Yes,
and it's not his fault.
And we've been nice about. Oh, that was strange. I didn't even know that was a corridor. I'm so frightened. There's a man. I thought that was a window. And it's like in your house, ladies and gentlemen, if you've got double glazing and suddenly somebody just walked through the double glazing.
Oh, he's fiddling with something.
Who is he?
I don't know. He's enormous. He's a large gentleman.
I know, absolutely. He's a giant of a man.
He obviously can't hear us.
No, he's from... No. Why would they have it on in the building? But I'm relaxed because he's got a thing around it saying BBC.
Oh, well, we're all fine. He's been cleared.
He's meant
cleared.
To be there.
He's editorial policy correct.
I wonder how you get in there. It's like the Big Brother camera run. I have no idea.
He's gone through the ventilation shaft.
Anyway, we've gone off message.
Oh, yes.
Yes, we have. Now, James Blunt there, of course, he was singing a song there. I'm told I wasn't listening. There were references to California in it. Is that where you've just come back from?
No, I've just come back from New Mexico, actually.
Oh, because you're making this movie.
I made this movie Fright Night, yes.
Which I never saw the original.
No. Do you know, I don't think I ever did either. Well, I mean, I've seen it since. I don't think I saw it at the time. It was a sort of B-movie surprise hit in the 1980s.
Is it one of those kind of comedy horrors?
Not really. Our version is a bit more. But it's also still a straightforward horror film. Yeah, in the 80s, it was quite... You look at it now, it's a little dated, the original. But it's got a certain charm to it. And it had Roddy McDowall and Chris Sarandon in it. I know. I'm Roddy McDowall.
Oh, that is genius.
I'm Roddy McDowall.
That is fantastic.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a lovely... Oh, I'd love to be Roddy McDowall.
It was fun.
Yeah, Bernie used to live in Hollywood and just have those great dinner parties, really eclectic
I bet
people.
Roddy McDowall had a great life.
Yeah. He was friends with everybody.
Yeah.
Friends with absolutely everybody.
You imagine he was a lovely man.
Yes. I've never heard anything to the contrary.
No, that's true. That's true. And he oozed loveliness, didn't he? He oozed warmth.
So this Fright Night...
He is dead, isn't he?
Yes, he is.
Yes,
yes he is, yeah.
Sorry, Roddy.
So doubtfully. I hope he's dead. Otherwise, what the hell am I saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, I wouldn't speak well of the living. James Blunt. Curse you, James Blunt.
I love James Blunt and Anne Widdecombe. I wouldn't hear a word against either of them.
Do you know, I've come round on the Anne Widdecombe thing.
Well, I've always... You see, I have a thing with Anne Widdecombe because people are so mean.
There's our headline. We can just play records for the next hour and a half now. That's our soundbite.
I just think people... I mean, I don't agree with her politics. I find some of the things she says quite reactionary. But people are so mean about simply because of the way she looks. I always feel that's a bit unfair.
Okay. Now, I was a little cruel about her last week, and apparently she was listening to the show, and I knocked her confidence.
Oh, Graham.
I know. Isn't that awful?
Because she's on the dance show, right?
Yes, she is.
If she gets knocked off, it'll be your fault.
No, it really won't be my fault, because I came round last week. I'm not a fan of Anne Widdecombe, but she was very warm and winning on the show. You didn't see it, of course.
I wasn't here, yeah.
Well, you have to watch it tonight.
Can she I mean, she's 900 years old, isn't she? Can she dance?
She's 63, and no, she can't.
Right.
No, she really can't. But, you know, they dress her up. They've got a sort of a spangly tarpaulin and they drape her.
Now, you see, you can't help yourself. We just, a poor old Anne gets such a drubbing for not being...
But she's warm and she's winning.
She's warm and winning.
And actually quite wishy. She got some jokes away last week.
And she's not been voted out yet.
No, there hasn't been a vote yet.
Oh.
But,
no.
And she won't. No.
Poor old Anne.
My prediction's Paul Daniels tonight. I think he's...
Paul Daniels is in it?
Yes. Oh, you've missed it all.
With the lovely Debbie McGee.
Oh, you thought you were having a good time in Hollywood. You weren't.
No. I knew I was missing stuff.
He's back. He's got glasses now. It's something. I think there might be a draft coming through that window. Hi.
Ooh, now he can hear us.
Oh, he's smiling.
Oh, he's waving.
And laughing. There you go. Oh, he did funny creeping acting. Very good. I'm not sure how good this radio is, but it's quite nice being in the room.
Well, it's good for us.
Back to Hollywood.
Sure.
Is that your focus now?
Oh, I never had a focus. I just kind of bumble on from one thing to the next.
No, but there must have been a bit when, because after Doctor Who, there must have been agents and people kind of going, right, we've got a strategy. Because you did do the pilot season, didn't you? You went out there.
I didn't do pilot. Well, no, you see. I bumbled into that.
Oh, right, wrong.
I went out to America to do, because there was a bit of that. There was a bit of, you got to go stateside. All these people want to meet you. All these people want to sit you in a room and go, I love your work. I've never seen any of it, but I'm sure you're great. And I did that. I did 3 or 4 weeks of all that. And at the end of it, they suddenly went, we need you to do our show. And I went, I want to do one of these shows, like one for 7 years. They went, you got to do it. Here's loads of money. And I went, I don't know that. Should I really? And then anyway, I did it. And then it never got picked up anyway. So I just bumble on.
Jobs is jobs.
Jobs is jobs, you know.
Is it a weird feeling getting back to being a jobbing actor again?
It's quite nice. It's quite nice to be at a slightly different level because now you kind of, there's a more of an element of choice involved, I suppose, to an extent. I think actors now are never the governors of their own destiny like people think we are. You know, people go, so where do you want to be in 5 years' time? You know, I have no idea. Paying the mortgage would be nice. But I just bumble on.
Okay.
Did you ever have 5-year plans? Do you sort of think in 5 years' time
no.
I'll be Letterman?
I've got a 1-minute plan, and it's to play the Pet Shop Boys Go West.
Oh, good, that's a good track.
That's all I know that's coming. Even after that, I don't know what's happening. Actually, I do. I'll be chatting. I'll be chatting with David Tennant a little bit more.
We're in the moment. It's
Bobby
nice.
Travel will wander through. There'll be some news with Ricky Babyface Salmon at some point.
What happened to Vanilla Fudge? Is she still here?
She is. She's not on today. Look at Ricky. He doesn't look old enough, does he?
Oh.
He couldn't buy wine in a supermarket, and he's reading the news. Here's the Pet Shop Boys Go West. More David after this.